This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here. Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. As we launch into the third hour, it's Ian here.
And Vincent.
And you can join us online anytime you want. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. They're all completely free. So once again, freetalklive.com. We started the show tonight talking about Uber Grandma. And Uber Grandma, she's a 64-year-old lady, super nice lady, who has been giving people rides in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for, I think, well over a year and a half now at this point. She started in 2015, right around the time frame when the Portsmouth city government decided to start cracking down on ride sharing in that town. And so they went after Uber Grandma. She was their first target. She was their first ticketing. $1,000 was the first. No, excuse me. $500 was the first ticket. $1,000 was her second. She ended up racking up 7 tickets for a total of $6,500 in fines. For what? For driving people, many of whom were drunk, because she was driving at night, driving drunk people home, preventing them from getting into a car and causing an accident, probably saving lives. That's why the cops, those heroes in Portsmouth, decided to crack down on this grandmother. It was just an insane story. And she's just such a, kind, nice lady, great big smile, friendly lady. And so it's impossible for the government to turn this woman into a bad guy. Nobody would believe for a moment that Uber Grandma was some sort of evil person, nefarious, scofflaw, or whatever. And so it made the government look bad. And that's what I love to see happen. I love it when the government loses legitimacy in people's minds, because if it weren't, Uber Grandma and it was, some scummy cabbie, right? Like some tooth-rotted, gaunt, horribly ugly cab driver.
Cockney.
Yeah, whatever. However you want to imagine him. He wouldn't have the same appeal to the public, and people wouldn't care as much if he was being cracked down upon. So she was really the perfect target for the government to be going after, from my perspective. Obviously, I would prefer they didn't go after her at all, but if they're going to go after somebody, Uber Grandma is a perfect target because it makes the government look ridiculous. It makes it pretty clear, that all their claims about we're here to protect you, riders, she could be a murderer. We need to make sure via our background check, which, again, Uber already does background checks on its drivers, so apparently it wasn't good enough for the government, and the government wanted them to come down to City Hall and register with the government. And Uber basically said to their drivers, hey, look, if you want to keep driving, we'll support you. We'll back you up. In fact, Uber ended up paying for her attorney. So she had an attorney. She actually has her own attorney. So it's not Uber's attorney. She had her attorney, and Uber's just paying the bill for it. So that's one of the things I learned today. In what was supposed to be a trial for Uber Grandma on the $6,500 in fines that she was facing, but before the judge came into the courtroom, Vincent, and you'll appreciate this, I think, as a videographer yourself. You have some experience working with public television broadcasts or public access television. I get into the courtroom, setting up my tripod, put the camera up on the tripod, and then all of a sudden, the clerk in the courtroom yells out at me, "That camera better not be pointing at the judge!" Now, I wasn't recording at that moment, so, of course, I then hit the record button, and this is what transpired. Because whenever some bureaucrat says something outrageous, I always ask them to say it again. Just, you know, I'm going to get this on the record, so you'll hear me saying that as I open this recording. It's real short, just going to play my interaction here of what went down here.
It's going to go on the record. Can you say that one more time, please?
The judge does not get her on camera.
Well, yes, she will in this courtroom. Yeah, this is a public hearing, and I have a Supreme Court media registration that I've already shown to security.
This is kind of be all for now because I think it's going to be continued.
Now that is the security agent who has walked up and he's, you know, talking under his breath to me, like, settle down, don't worry about it. This is all going to be continued.
Okay, well, whatever. Just let you know. I'm going to get that on the record too. Okay.
And that was pretty much the end of the interaction.
Yeah, I've been working in video. You know, I'm so a young man, but I've been working, you know, filming public meetings for a decently long time of my relative adult life. And there's always that jerk. There's always someone who says, oh, you're not allowed to film me, or, oh, I don't want my face on the camera. Hey, you're in a public place. This is a government place. I don't know about courthouses, but at least in city halls.
Public hearings. On the record.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your face is going to be damn well on there. And, you know, you should know that when you're going in there.
So I was like, all right, this is new. I mean, I've encountered a bunch of garbage in the courthouses before, but I've never encountered someone tell me, oh, you can't record the judge's face. What? I mean, this is just the most ridiculous, one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard from a court staff.
Did she, like, recite whatever, like,
no,
code?
Of course not.
So she just pulled it out of her hat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no provision whatsoever restricting the recording of a judge in a courtroom. If they're going to allow a camera in the courtroom, there are some restrictions. Like, one of the restrictions is, if it's a jury trial, you're not supposed to record the jury. That's in the court rules. That's in the rules. You're not supposed to do that.
That makes somewhat sense.
That's written down.
Yes.
You can point to that. That's a, you know, across the board, every courthouse has that rule. Which is a dumb rule, but it's one of their rules.
It protects the identity.
No, it doesn't. I can go stand outside the courthouse and record all the jurors coming out.
All right, okay.
You know, so it's ridiculous. But at the very least, they took the time to make that a rule.
Yeah.
And they have a reason why the rule exists. And at the very least, you can understand what they're trying to do with that rule. It's like, okay, yeah, they want to protect the identity of the jurors. Okay, fine. You know, I get that. And in theory, if a juror wanted to, they could, you know, cover their head with their coat as they were walking out to try to prevent you from seeing who they were. So I get that one. I respect that rule when I'm in the court recording because I value being able to be recording in the court. That's something we can do here in New Hampshire that in a lot of places you can't do at all. In many places, when we talk to people on the phones here, and I ask them about, well, did you try to get a camera into the court? And they're like, we can't do that in fill-in-the-blank state.
Even Supreme Court, you can't do that.
Of the United States, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Nope.
Here in New Hampshire,
they
actually have a recording. I believe they have recording devices in the Supreme Court, like, permanently mounted, I believe. I could be wrong about that.
I know for, like, the grand, you know, big Supreme Court of the United States, you're not allowed to record. I think maybe there's audio, but you have to have someone draw a picture of what's going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Federal courts in general will not allow recording, which is ridiculous and outrageous. And, you know, this isn't the federal court. It was New Hampshire District Court in the city of Portsmouth. So, you know, I'm wondering, okay, now what's going to happen when this judge comes in? Because I would prefer to not get arrested. But at the same time, I support freedom of the press. And to some extent, you got to make a stand in those circumstances. Because, you know, the average pushover would have been like, okay, I won't record the judge's face. Whatever you say, Ms. Clerk. Ms. Fatty Fat Fat Clerk.
On a power trip.
Yeah. I mean, she's just another bureaucrat who, you know, Derek J. speculated that it was actually the clerk's problem, that the clerk didn't want to be recorded. And so she was pawning it off on the judge because Derek had told me he'd been in the court before, but it was a different judge. And the same woman told him the same thing. So, and then when the judge came in, the judge didn't do anything about it. Same thing happened here. I'm thinking, all right, well, if the judge threatens me with contempt, I'll probably back down because contempt is an unlimited power of the courts. So if the judge doesn't like what you do in court, they can hit you with a contempt charge, and you'll go away for up to 6 months. You know, just completely arbitrary. There's no appealing a contempt charge. there's nothing that you get besides what they call a right of allocution, where you get to basically apologize and explain your behavior to the judge. Like, oh, well, this is why I was doing that, judge. Please go easy on me. That's all you get to do if you get hit with criminal contempt. Direct criminal contempt. That's where you're in the courtroom, the judge sees you do something you don't, that the judge doesn't like, and the judge, you know, puts you in a cage over it. That's basically all that it is. There's no, the only provision on contempt is that if it's more than, and I don't know if this applies in other states, but in New Hampshire, if it's more than a six-month sentence, then it is subject to review by a panel of judges. So it's very rare that they will sentence you to more than 6 months because they don't want to be reviewed at all. And so you're looking at up to 6 months just because you've upset the judge. So I probably would have made the judge threaten me on video and then gone ahead and backed down from that point. But man, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
If you've been thinking about starting up your own website, well, we've got a deal for you. 50% off web hosting prices from hostgator.com/FTL. That's where you go to get the special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Hostgator is one of the top hosting companies out there. They make it easy to start your own website or blog. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Add to that a 99.99% uptime rating. You don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. Again, they're one of the top hosting companies. Go learn more. Get the special deal, 50% off their regular prices for however long of the initial term that you sign up for. So a year, 3 years, you lock in those rates. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to Dick. He's in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dick.
Hey, I went to the movies last night with my wife, and we've seen a movie that I thought y'all might be interested in. I don't know if y'all heard of it or talked about it, but it's called Hacksaw Ridge.
I've heard about it, yeah. I don't know anything really about it. I know it's Mel Gibson, and I feel like somebody's called to talk about it, but I don't remember anything.
I've mentioned it before off the air.
So, spoiler alert, if anyone's listening, but I'm not going to give anything away that the preview doesn't give away, so it's not a big deal. It's got a really, I mean, it's not a libertarian movie, but it's got a lot of the principles that many libertarians share. And it's about World War II and a gentleman from Virginia who joins the army, but he is a pacifist. And he refuses, basically, to fight, even though he wanted to serve because he felt like he needed to serve his country, but he refused to do the one thing that they wanted him to do. And it's a real interesting movie because he has to battle, you know, the military courts, and he obviously his peers don't really. He's different. I mean, he's the only person I know of who's ever done anything like this. So he was kind of outcast, and eventually, I mean, this is in the preview, so no big spoilers here. He does get to go to Okinawa, Japan, or not Japan, but Okinawa, and serve in a rifle company as a medic, and he ends up being one of the most valuable people fighting that, or not fighting, but there that day. And it's a really amazing story, and it's, as someone who, you know, believes in these principles, to see, you know, a true story about someone who sticks to their principles and, you know, challenges the status quo, it's a pretty amazing thing. So I just thought y'all would be interested. I'll get off the air now.
Was Mel Gibson in the movie, or is he just the director of it?
Just the director. Vince Vaughn's in it. He's very good. And there's a couple of, this guy looks like Daryl, who's in it. I don't know his name, though.
Huh.
But,
Vince Vaughn's apparently a libertarian, what I've heard. It's probably just a coincidence. Hey, Dick, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Glad you enjoyed the movie. Thanks for the review. And, you know, speaking of movies, big week for movie, you know, goers. It's Star Wars coming out. Rebel One, I believe, is
Rogue
the,
One.
Rogue One. Thank you for that. That is coming out this week. I'll probably go see it. I saw the last one.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I don't know. I hear it's like preachy with all the social justice stuff. You know,
how would,
like,
you know? I mean, people who've seen like a preview or something.
Well,
like
sometimes
that?
You can tell by the previews and the direction Disney's going. I mean, you know, I thought the seventh was okay, but they sort of made, you know, they sacrificed the character development of a female character, Rey, in order to turn her into a Mary Sue, which is basically
what's a Mary Sue?
A Mary Sue is like a very powerful female character who could, she could do everything and stuff. And
you mean like how she could, like, all of a sudden use the Force without ever training on
like,
it?
I'm not saying that, you know, it's not saying that characters can't be powerful. You just got to see how they become that. You know, you want to see them struggle, okay? You know, like, I'm an artist. I'm a writer.
Luke was, like, fighting with a little thing in the original, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so she just suddenly became, you know, character. So I'll probably go see Rogue One anyways.
I was entertained by the
Star Wars fan. You know, I do believe in voting for your dollars. I don't like the direction Disney is taking the series, you know, what is my $7.50 going to do to change any of that?
Well, so? $7.50. I don't think they're that cheap anymore.
Maybe. Well, I'm going to New Hampshire, so maybe it is different.
Maybe like $8-$10 somewhere.
Yeah, $8.50. I'd say maybe.
Toll free number tonight: 855-450 free. If you're excited about the new Star Wars movie, you're welcome to share your thoughts, or maybe you want to critique the previous one. I was entertained by the previous one. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David. Hello. David in New Mexico going once. David in New Mexico going twice. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we just unfortunately lost Mustafa from Africa. He was on hold, but connection did not hold up. Let's try instead everyone's favorite caller, James, on the line from Arizona. Go ahead, James. Hello, James. Now, there's definitely someone there. I can hear somebody in the background of this call. James going once. James going
twice. It's not about, excuse me, am I coming through?
Yes, we hear you now. Go ahead.
Not about Bounty.
Not the best connection. Maybe it's on our end if we just lost three different calls here.
Industrial complex that we have a...
Yep, we can't make you out, James. We're sorry, we're just going to not take calls on Skype here at this time because three calls failing in a row is probably something on our end. So sorry about that. Toll-free number 855-453. If you tried calling on Skype, go ahead and try that toll-free line. And anybody who calls on Skype, we'll just screen you during the next break, and we'll double-check and make sure that everything's okay.
So plenty of time. Playing stuff for calls, yeah.
Yeah, that's true, but not in this segment. So, anyway, back to Star Wars for a moment.
Oh yeah,
I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. Like I had the first one on Laserdisc, way back in the day. But I never bought the special editions or anything like that.
I have
that.
A VHS of when A New Hope was still called Star Wars.
When the scrolling thing doesn't say A New Hope, you mean?
Yeah, it's just Star Wars. I like VHSs. You know, I kind of like the analog feel.
What the hell's the matter with you? Wait a minute,
nostalgia.
What? No. No, no.
What? I like this nostalgia.
It's garbage. VHS is such a garbage format.
Yeah, but it brings me back so many memories of my childhood. Hey, I also have a vinyl record. I buy vinyl records.
You know what? I have memories of VHS in childhood, too, right? Like, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. So it was all VHS for me during my childhood. DVD didn't come out until 1996 or whenever it was. I was 16 at that time. And whenever I remember back to VHS, I remember, oh, that's crappy. All the movies I saw, I wasn't seeing as the director intended.
Well, now, for DVD, I remember we'd always rent it from the Blockbuster or rent it from the library, and it always had scratches, and it would be terrible.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'd stop buying DVDs and renting, and we'd get VHSs because they'd actually work.
I get you there. That makes sense from a consumer aspect. But as far as, like, you know, watching a movie is concerned, it's always worse on VHS. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and join us here on Free Talk Live.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on this program that allows you to take control of the airwaves. That's the whole deal here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Very happy to have the situation with Tipsy Elves resolved. The discount code on Friday, maybe Saturday, wasn't working. Didn't realize until late Sunday night that it had come back. Somebody fixed something somewhere, so thank you to whoever you were that made the Free Talk Live discount code work again, because with code FTL at checkout, you'll save 20% site-wide at tipsyelves.com, which means you can get some of the ugliest, most ridiculous, outrageous, and funny Christmas sweaters that you'll ever come across. In fact, Tipsy Elves, that's what they do, is make ridiculous, ugly Christmas sweaters. But they also do a few other things, like they got collegiate designs, so maybe you're more into college teams. You can get collegiate designs as well. For men, they not only do they have the regular Christmas sweaters, but they also have interactive sweaters with games on them, like beer pong and cornhole. Don't believe me? Go see for yourself. They really do have beer pong cups attached to a sweater. And then Christmas suits for men. Also for women, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. You're going to be talked about at the Christmas party that you wear this ridiculous sweater to, or wherever you wear the sweater. People will definitely notice because they're garish, and they will attract attention. So go to tipsyelves.com, get one for yourself, or get it as a gift for your loved ones. And you get 20% off by using code FTL at checkout at tipsyelves.com. Again, that's site-wide. Anything you order, whether it's the Christmas stuff or the collegiate designs, you get 20% off. Now, Tipsy Elves sweaters are all about fun, but they're serious on quality and construction. Plus, they've got all new sweaters for 2016. So they still have some favorites from last year and brand new designs, including one with Donald Trump. So go and check it out at tipsyelves.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. David in New Mexico on the phones this time. David, go ahead.
Yes, sir, comrade. Can you hear me?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, fun trivia first and then a serious point. Kind of funny, Star Wars. I was once at Harrison Ford's house, and his wife was his previous wife, Melissa, the one that wrote E.T. She served us a glass of wine because we were trick-or-treating at his ranch in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, as if they ever get any trick-or-treaters there. She didn't have any candy, but she did have wine, so she served us wine. Oh, and we were dressed as Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Hold on, how old were you?
We were adults. We were like 30.
Oh, okay. That's a little different.
Yeah, this was for fun. I knew where Harrison lived, and so we drove out to his ranch, and the gate was wide open, so we went right in, went up to the farmhouse, knocked on the door, trick or treated, and Melissa.
So you didn't you didn't know Harrison Ford. You just went up to his house.
Yeah, I had never met him. No, but he was a local in Jackson, and he is pretty laid back. I knew that. Huh. So I didn't figure there'd be any problem from what I did know of him. Plus, it's Halloween in America. Halloween is sacred. You can go up to anybody's house and trick or treat. Fair game.
Sure, that's true. Did they invite you in? They're like, hey, come on in. No one's come by to trick or treat, so we're just going to drink wine with you, random strangers that came to our house. Is that what happened?
Well, no, it was just his wife, and she had put the kids to bed already, and she just stood out on the porch and talked to us for about 10 minutes. She thought she had met my girlfriend before, but not. But anyway, so then they had a party for the kids out in the barn, and that was wrapped up, and just the adults were left out there. So she sent us out to the party to get wine.
That's awfully nice. That's a nice story, David. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
Yeah, pretty cool memory. Yeah, well, I got a serious point, but I just wanted to share that because you had mentioned Star Wars. And, going back to our conversation of yesterday about adoption, and I discovered this serendipitously because you had made a comment after you hung up the call. You had made a comment that in the future it would be nice if you'd make comments like that before you hit hang up, because I only discovered it by accident. I was replaying the program while I was doing other stuff and happened to hear the call again.
So what was the comment?
It was about I had said that adoptions, when adoptions are closed, and I was talking that it was kind of abusing the hopes, dreams, aspirations, rights of the baby being adopted, the kid being adopted. And the comment was about that, you know, kids don't really have, little kids like that don't really have any hopes and dreams and so on, because they're just little kids. And,
yeah, little infants I don't think they have any real hopes.
Yeah, exactly. That was good, though, that Daryl differentiated between that they were infants and not teenagers when he said all they're thinking about is boobs, and then thought about the teenagers and added boobs with milk. Because, you know, you could confuse the two, teenagers and infants, if you don't put in the milk qualification. But anyhow, what you're neglecting is that the dimension of time. You're thinking about at the moment of the adoption, but when the kid is 5 years old and 8 years old and 13 years old and 20 years old and 70 years old, and all through your life, and I'm talking about from experience, personal experience with adoption in many different ways, not just dealing with my kids, that there are all kinds of things that you want and need and have a right to, and that nobody ever had a right to sign away your rights for you, like to your medical history and to the sense of place and identity that comes with even at least as an adult having the option to contact your birth family, your genetic family, because it really does mean a lot in the course of a human.
What if that family doesn't want to be contacted?
Well, then they shouldn't have had sex. It's not their right. I tell you, because if
I think it is.
No,
I think it
no.
Is their
if
right.
I exist.
You own them, and they don't own you. So if
I'm
they
not owning them by contacting them. If I give you a call up on the phone, that doesn't mean that I own you, Ian. I'm contacting you.
I understand that, but you don't own the, you don't have a right to the knowledge of who it was that that birthed you.
I argue otherwise because it's an imperative for a healthy human being to not be screwed over psychologically like that. If you can't,
you don't even have to tell the person that they're not. You know, like, what does it matter whether they know whether their adopted parents are adopted parents or their actual parents? What matters is whether they were good parents or not.
No, that's not all that matters. Well, maybe to you. I can tell that I'm not going to be able to convince you, but you might, and since you won't accept me as an authority on it, you might want to
I don't accept anyone as an authority.
Well, Ian, for something called,
I'm
curious
to see. Because what I'm trying to tell you,
Vincent, I think has a question. Vincent, go ahead.
So what you say, Ian's not going to believe you as an authority, and I consider myself to be an empiricist. So what authority? What psychologist? What association? What evidence do you have that it is important for psychological health? What evidence do you have? I'd like to hear it.
Well, I have my personal experience, and I didn't consider this to be a master's thesis or a doctoral dissertation.
It's a case study. That's all that is.
It's not a doc. Wait.
I didn't finish my statement, and if you let me finish my statement, you probably wouldn't have to ask the question asking right now.
Go ahead, please finish.
My point is that I did not thoroughly research all of the evidence that may or may not be out there. However, from my life experience that I do have, and remember, I've been doing this legal work 24/7 for 10 years, so I do have a little bit of life experience on this. And the point is, from the experience that I do have, I would assume, and I would expect, to a very high degree of certainty that if I did, or anybody did, go out and consult with 100 authorities that you would accept as an authority on the subject, I would find a supermajority of them that would agree with the point that I'm
argumentum ad populum. Thank you for the call, David.
It's also a priori knowledge, which, that's fine. Yeah, you could have that, but before you call in and then say talk about authority, you probably should have looked up some of that.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I suspect there are, kids who had adopted parents who never told them that they were adopted, and they don't know the difference, and why should they? Why? Who cares? Were they good parents? Did they abuse you? You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. And time for you, if you dial now, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And if you support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by amping the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, and also Bitcoin to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Just send us $5 a month, and then we'll invest that into Free Talk Live to help us get on new radio stations, exposing new people to the ideas of liberty. Welcome, by the way, to WDNG in Anniston, Alabama. Longtime affiliate of the show, but previously WDNG had been running us only on Saturdays, but now you're getting an hour of our weeknight show live. So they're listening to our third hour every night there in Anniston. And so welcome aboard. If you are a new listener to the show, then you're probably noticing that Free Talk Live isn't quite like those other talk shows out there. We really are open phones every single night. And we'll really take your calls about absolutely anything that's on your mind. So you can support the show and help us get on more radio stations, because we've got over 150, but we could have 300, 400, 500. It's possible. We just have to be able to market the show effectively. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group. Somebody actually just posted a comment about you in there tonight, Vincent. They said that you're doing a good job on the show, but you can go read it for yourself, because you're in that Facebook group as well. So, once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know, I just want to mention that we had the rail runner from Santa Fe to Belen that, you know, we could easily turn it into a bullet magnetization train.
Magnetization? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, yeah, no, I get what she means.
Magnetic levitation train.
Okay.
The reason is because we get free electricity from the solar panels on top of the train stations. We already have.
Oh, isn't that neat? A little free electric choo-choo.
That's what I'm talking about. So all we need is a little bit of electricity, and we get it for free from the sun here. We have solar panels on top of people's roofs and homes, and we have solar powers that's powering automatic sliding doors, just the speed signs. We have solar panels on top of rail runner stations. So, you know, it's a matter of using the technology, since we have a train, doing something like that. So
let me ask you.
So I don't really understand what you're saying here. Are you just talking about how great solar technology is, or are you talking about what's the thrust of your call?
Well, the thing is, we already have a rail runner, okay? But it's just that it's not a magnetic levitation train like the bullet train that they want to put in California from San Francisco to L.A., you know? But
so you're saying you want a maglev train in Albuquerque?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not possible.
And you want it to be solar powered?
Who's going to build it?
Oh, the government.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. But the solar energy, the electricity, free electricity is there already.
But that's what I just want to understand. Maybe I'm just kind of missing the point. So what you're saying is you love solar power, you want a maglev train, and you want it to be run by solar power in Albuquerque.
Right. It replaced rail runner, but that's kind of far-fetched.
I don't know what a rail runner is. Is that just a regular train?
Yeah, it's a regular train that runs from Santa Fe to Berlin. It goes through Albuquerque. And, you know, Governor Richardson really helped us to build that train, but we could maybe upgrade it in the future. But,
I bet the governor didn't do anything to build that train. Well, he probably stole money from people.
And how much market demand is there for a train? Don't most people prefer? Is it like a passenger train or like a cargo train?
Well, it's a passenger train, but I don't know that. Yes.
Does it sound like that, Sarah?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got the music to scroll for that. But you know what? I don't have much hope because, with Donald
you don't have
Trump
much hope.
In office, well, because he's going to hire that Exxon guy to be the Secretary of State, and he's always against the clean environment. Well, I don't think we're going to be able to. He's going to fight every bullet train anyway.
Here is the solution, Sarah. Then here's what you need to do. You need to start advocating for secession for New Mexico. So,
yes, please. Please do it.
Yeah. So if you can get New Mexico to secede from the United States, then Donald Trump is no longer your president.
But how is that going to be possible without violence?
No, you don't have to get violent. You don't have to use violence. You can just have the New Mexico legislature tell the United States, see ya, we're leaving, we're done with this whole union thing. It was a good idea, but it didn't really work out. So we just want to have independence here. How about that?
Yeah.
Then you can just be the country of New Mexico.
I support that idea.
Well, you know what? It's just an idea. You can support it all you want, but without violence, it's not going to be possible.
Wait, are you saying, hold on, are you saying that if you tell the federal government that you want to leave, that they're going to use violence against you?
Right, or that you're going to have to use violence against it if you're really serious about seceding.
If they don't use violence against you and all you say is, goodbye, we're done, we're going to be we're leaving now, we voted, we had a vote here, like they're going to vote in California probably in 2019 on secession from the United States. So if you guys put together a vote in New Mexico and show the politicians there that you support the idea of secession, they might get behind the idea and then propose some sort of resolution or amend the Constitution or whatever and say, you know, New Mexico is no longer part of the United States. We're going our separate ways. We hope the United States respects this. And the only reason it would come to violence is if they used violence on you. You don't have to use violence against them to secede. Secession is just an idea, because the secession is the idea of eliminating another idea. The secession is the idea of ending the United States, ending one's participation, one government's participation in the larger government. That's all it is. You don't have to use violence to force an idea on somebody.
And let's be honest, what's worth in New Mexico worth dying for? Come on, really.
Choo-choos. Choo-choo trains.
It hasn't been built yet.
The thing about it is that it all sounds good, but it doesn't. You think, but the thing is that you're going to be forced into violence. They're going to use violence on you.
So you are admitting that the government is violent. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. Although I say, you know what, throw caution to the wind. The fear of what the government might do is what holds a lot of people back from supporting secession. On one hand, they see the value, like, we wouldn't have to be involved with Donald Trump anymore or Hillary Clinton. That's pretty good. It's a pretty good idea. We'd have the ability to set our own destiny in the world, right? Like to not have the policies of these lawmakers from around the country who don't know a thing about New Mexico or New Hampshire or, you know, whatever your state happens to be. Why should anybody halfway across the United States have any influence over what goes on where you live? I mean, the whole concept, it's old. It's outdated. It's time for it to go. But beneath all of it, everyone realizes that the federal government is a violent organization that will not hesitate to crush the heads of the very people that it claims to serve. Like right now, the federal government's like, we're here to protect you. You know, George Bush, Barack Obama, unlike every presidential speech, it's like, my job as president is to protect the American people. Well, apparently that doesn't apply if you secede. Because if you secede, then you become the enemy, and then they're going to destroy you. Right? So they're not interested in you. That should make it pretty clear. They don't care about you.
And I have a hard time seeing them justify a war against the state for seceding. Like,
I agree.
Back in the Civil War, you know, they owned all the propaganda machines and stuff like that. Now we have
Correct.
The internet. And for like, oh, you know, federal troops today massacred, you know, 30 civilians. I don't think there's going to be much support for a war behind that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. There's not much support for war in Afghanistan and Iraq. And that's halfway across the world. People in the United States, whether it was George Bush, whether it was Barack Obama, a lot of people crossing political boundaries were against those wars. They don't want to send American troops to die unnecessarily. And they certainly aren't going to want to send American troops to slaughter their own family members. Because, you know, we all know people in different states. We all, you know, you've lived in Pennsylvania, I've lived in Florida, we've lived in different places. Some of our friends from those places have moved to elsewhere, so I know people in Washington, I know people in California. You know, most people have family and friends who are spread out all throughout the United States. How many of them, how many people that you know, if they heard that the federal government was going to invade New Mexico, would be like, yeah, go crush those insurgents?
Mostly
nobody. Nobody. I mean, yeah, mostly not. There's probably some crazy people who are just, you know, have bloodlust and will support any kind of war. But for the most part, yeah, it would be a PR nightmare for the federal government to do that. I think that they would, you know, they would try their best to negotiate with what they could with whatever state is leaving. But ultimately, they would likely end up begrudgingly having to respect that choice. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I say we cross that bridge when we come to it. So it's been Ian here with you tonight.
And Vincent.
Don't forget to check out Vincent on his show with Cody O'Connor, the Off the Air Live program, which you can hear on LRN.FM every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time and at offtheairlive.com. We'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.